You are listening to Dishin' and Swishin', the world of women's hoops, on hoopfeed.com.
Hi, everybody. This is David Siegel welcoming you to Dishin' and Swishin', the world of women's hoops this week. And there's a little bit of a nip in the air here in New England, at least. And that, to me, means that it's almost time for college basketball. And, you know, as much as I love the WNBA, I love my NCAA women's hoops, and every year we try to start out our coverage by recapping and talking to the defending national champion coaches. They get ready for their next challenge, and it's my pleasure to welcome Kim Mulkey to the show right now. Coach, how are you today?
Doing well, thank you.
Coach, the last time we all saw you, you were cutting down nets, and you looked like you were extremely uncomfortable, though, with your health. How are you feeling these days, and how's everything else going?
Well, my health is good. I was fighting a little bout with Bell's palsy, but it wasn't anything that a national championship couldn't solve and make you feel better.
40-0, an incredible season. And, you know, just they seem like an incredible group of girls that just really love to be together.
Well, you know, that doesn't just happen by accident. It takes years and many practices to evolve. And I thought that we had a team that figured out what needed to be fixed from the previous year, not making it to the Final Four after having made it the year before. And I think they challenged each other, and they fixed it, and had an unbelievable run. 40-0 is really, really an accomplishment, maybe something we don't really recognize now, but we will in our later years.
Well, that is definitely for sure. I mean, that is a year for the ages, and the accolades certainly have come, the ESPN, the ESPY nominations and awards, and, you know, Brittany getting the acknowledgments that she deserves. How's Brittany's wrist doing, and how's she feeling?
Brittany is doing great. She had it fixed, and she is out of the cast and playing hoops, and it was just something that happens, you know, and people wonder why you don't put restrictions on them, but, you know, they're college kids. They're not professional athletes, and if all she's doing is skateboarding on campus, while I do think it's dangerous, at the same time, I prefer her doing that than a lot of other things college kids do.
Well, she and I talked last spring, and she told me the story about her and that skateboard sliding underneath the bus freshman year.
Well, it's actually a longboard, and I'm learning these things. It's a lot longer than a normal skateboard, and she actually, her freshman year, brought that longboard into my office and showed it to me, and I guess you could say on the positive side, she didn't get hurt. She was athletic enough to jump off the thing instead of going underneath the bus.
Well, I'll tell you, it's not going to be a case where if she continues to ride it around campus, the coach is going to break the other wrist.
Well, she's pretty smart with it. Brittany, during the season, she's in her car most of the time, but in the off season, she's like any other normal student. She has to have an outlet, and you know, when you're an athlete, you want to do something active. You may see Brittany, if you ride down campus, you'll look down the river. She may be kayaking or in a canoe, and the funny part of that is she doesn't know how to swim. And yet she has her life jacket on, and she just engages herself into this community, but really into her social life in college, and that's what you want them to do. You want them to enjoy themselves.
Well, they certainly do seem like, you know, as normal a college student group as you could possibly have out of student athletes, that they seem to just enjoy being together and getting out and doing things and participating in the various things. And now, of course, it's football season, and that's big doing down there too.
Well, she'll be on the sideline, I'm sure. She paints her body and does cartwheels on the sideline prior to the game, and you know, knowing Brittany, you're going to be able to find her. She stands out. At the last football game, you know, she's just a superstar, and she takes her time when she goes to the stands, and little kids want to take pictures, and she'll sit right there and take them and sign autographs, and she understands to whom much is given, much is expected, and Brittany is just a great ambassador for our school and our program.
Well, this is the final year, unfortunately, that you get to You get to have her. You can't have her for a 50-er, unfortunately. But she is far from being the only senior and the only returning person. I mean, we've got six prime members of that regular rotation, all returning. You know, Hayden, Madden, Pope, Sims, Destiny Williams, all back this year for another run.
Well, and that excites you as a coach. The thing that always worries you and something you really have no control over are injuries. And if we can stay away from injuries, I just think we can make another run at it. Now, I'm not sure anybody will ever predict that we'll go undefeated. That's just pretty hard to do, particularly with the kind of schedule we've put together. But it's to win another national championship, and I know that they worked hard this summer with the strength and conditioning coach, and together.
Well, it's certainly going to be a different look in the Big 12 this year. You know, Coach Blair and A&M are gone, and Coach Carey and West Virginia are in. And now I've seen Mike Carey and his West Virginia teams over the years in the Big East, and he is one of the best coaches in the country, in my opinion, and really gets the max out of his team. I mean, that's something that's going to be a new challenge, having these new teams in.
Well, you know, we played them in a playoff a couple years ago, so we're quite familiar with West Virginia, and I agree with you. He's an outstanding coach. He's hard-nosed, and his teams play extremely well, and they're very talented. TCU, a new member in the league, is another in-state rivalry, and it's good for our league. I think the landscape, not only in women's basketball, but as you know, across the country, is really complicated. And right now, with all the changes in the conference, we'll see. I hope that our league remains strong in women's basketball, but we'll see.
Yeah, we certainly this week have seen plenty in the Big East, that's for sure, with Notre Dame's departure. Is all these movings and stuff, you know, on the women's basketball side, obviously you guys are not the financial priority in these things. Is it troubling to you when you see the landscape changing like that, or do you welcome the new opportunities that it may present?
Well, first of all, it is a financial deal, and it is a football deal, and you gotta make sure, regardless of your sport, that you understand football is the king everywhere. It's the moneymaker. I tend to have a hard time visualizing in my mind where some of these schools are now going to be affiliated. But it's change, and none of us really like change, but each school has to do what they think's best for their institution and their program, and Baylor's no different, and we just hope that the Big 12, and obviously it is with the new TV contract, is here to stay for a while.
Well, one change that is coming this year is the usage of Dallas this year as a prime site for Media Day and the tournament. Is that something that you're looking forward to, or you know, did you like the other sites better?
Well, I don't know that I like any better than Dallas, mainly because of the proximity to our university and to our fans. And anytime you can be close to home, you welcome it. But we've had some great sites, in the past, and sites that love women's basketball.
Well, I think the home crowd advantage is definitely something that could potentially be there. But you have, you've certainly faced enough hostile sites. When you're the big fish, they're always coming after you, right?
Well, when you're respected and your team is talented and you've won some championships, that's what you play for. I don't think any coach wants to play to be mediocre. They play to win championships, and with that comes a lot of expectations. And I think our program, our challenge is to maintain it, and I think through the 12 years that this staff has been in place that we've tried to put a product on the floor that's been consistent.
Well, definitely you're the hunted, not the hunter any longer, as you were for part of that time period. This is a position that I assume you would rather be in, have everybody coming after you, and knowing that you've achieved the level of success that you have.
Honestly, it doesn't matter. I'm challenged as a coach. If you had six returning seniors off of an undefeated national championship team the year before, or if I have a team that's at the bottom of the Big 12, you find ways to motivate, you find ways to compete. And if you can't do that as a coach, then you need to get out of the business. So I've been in both positions, but It doesn't make me a better coach when I win a championship, but it doesn't make me a horrible coach when I don't win it. So just go to work and teach kids, graduate your kids, and do things right.
You've got a group of freshmen that are coming in that should be somewhat impactful as well. For the people that may not be familiar with the incoming freshmen, can you give us a little bit of information on, you know, Alexis Prince and the others that people may not be aware of?
Well, we have five freshmen that we're excited about. We have Destiny Brown, who comes from Pennsylvania. Destiny is a perimeter 2-3 type of player with a big body mid-range jumper. Then you have Chardonnay Fuqua that comes from Hoover, Alabama. And she's a tremendous athlete, won a state championship in the high jump, and she's just so gifted with her athleticism. Then you have Christina Higgins, who's the biggest of the five. She's a 6'4 post player, comes from El Paso, Texas, and just really, really think she has an unbelievable presence with her size, kind of like the Courtney Parrish used to be at OU. Then we have Maya Johnson, who just is the consummate point guard. She leads, directs traffic, makes the pass at the right time, can shoot the mid-range jumper. She just has all the tools to be an outstanding point guard at this level. And then we have Alexis Prince, and Naya's from Gainesville, Florida, and Alexis Prince is from Orlando, Florida. Alexis was MVP in the McDonald's game. Naya was on that team. And we're excited about her. She's a big perimeter player, can shoot the three. I think people are going to look at her quickly and realize what an impact she's going to be
for. I think it's going to be an interesting challenge for you, a positive challenge, to try and integrate such a strong bench in with so many returning players.
Well, it's a good problem to have, but really it's not a problem. They came here understanding there are five seniors on this team, and those seniors aren't just going to bow to a freshman, but yet those freshmen are talented enough to come in here and get playing time, and it's going to make for some really, really competitive practices, and in the long run, it's going to just make us better, have more depth.
And the schedule is certainly as tough as it ever is. Kentucky, right off the bat in November, is going to be the first challenge, and then going right after that game at home, going straight to Hawaii and taking on Stanford. That's definitely one way to get the season started quickly.
Well, we've put together a schedule that's probably in a lot of ways, I don't want to say too hard, but how much is too much? I don't know that we turned anybody down in scheduling this year. And as I said last year, our goal is not to go undefeated. Our goal is to win a national championship, and it's okay to put that kind of schedule together because we understand in the long run it's going to help us.
In particular, is there anything that has been being worked on in the off season to get everybody ready?
We can't work with them at four at a time, two times a week right now, so that's kind of difficult, the freshmen and the upperclassmen together. But, we'll have to, make sure defensively we quickly challenge those freshmen and make them understand that don't care how talented you are, you're going to have to guard people.
We talked about Brittany, and we spent a little bit of time on her, but just it wouldn't be right if we didn't spend a couple seconds on Odyssey Sims as well, because she is clearly a difference maker, one of the top five point guards in the country, and a person who is a junior now but has been fearless since she was a freshman.
Well, the first thing people notice about Odyssey Sims is she takes as much pride and pressure in the basketball as anybody you'll ever see. And I thought the biggest difference in our team last year was Odyssey Sims because of her leadership. Her freshman year is what it was. Like most freshmen, it was a learning experience every day with her in practice. And she realized after we lost out in the regional finals her freshman year that I don't like the way that feels, and there are a lot of things I've got to do better. And she went to work, and she's really changed her whole, I would say, not personality, but her makeup on the floor and around her teammates, because she understands she can't have a bad day. She has to bring it to the floor every day, regardless of what kind of day she's having. And I think she's really seeing the results. When you go 40-0, you win a national championship, you become an All-American. She understands now, and I just expect her this year and the next year to just be what she was this past year, but even better.
She, in my opinion, is the best on-ball defender in the country. I mean,
I don't think many coaches will disagree with that. Not only does she take great pride in it, she understands how dominant she can be when she does that.
You know, Coach, this past summer, obviously, everybody was captivated in watching the Olympics. Unfortunately, Brittany was unable to participate. I'm sure her time will come. On that note, is this something that you would welcome as a challenge, especially when I look at the immediate future? And, you know, you could have three potential former players in Brittany, Odyssey, and So Young on the 2016 Olympic team.
Well, anytime you're selected to be an Olympian, you're honored. Brittany was selected on that team and turned it down, and Brittany has lots of reasons for doing that, and that's something that she can share with everybody. But, it's not something that I feel as a coach is going to define them. If they make it, great. If they don't, that's not going to take away from what kind of player they are. There's only 12 that are selected every year. But certainly those three kids are as good as any Olympian that's ever put on a USA uniform.
But my question was, are you interested in coaching?
You know, that's something I was actually asked summer. And I look at that in many ways. I was an Olympian myself. And sometimes when you're an Olympian as a player, you may not be as motivated to be the Olympic coach ever. You may feel an obligation to your country and to the women's game to do that because of how good the game has been to you. I know in years past that the Olympic selection process for coaches has been you had to work your way through the system, and you've had to coach a team every summer. In other words, put in your dues, and I haven't done that. And I haven't done that for two very important reasons, Mackenzie, my daughter, and Kramer. They deserve me in the summer, and I've turned down opportunities with USA Basketball to coach a team in the summer, and because of my divorce and my two children, I haven't done that. Now, if there ever becomes a time where the Olympic selection process for the coach is just, this is who we want, this is what you need to do to be it, then I would be interested. But I know there are coaches that have put in more time with USA Basketball than I have as a coach, and they're probably more deserving than I am. But if the process ever changes and I'm asked to be an Olympic coach, I would certainly welcome the opportunity to make that decision. But it just depends on how much each summer I would have to be away from my own two children.
I would love to see them make that adjustment, because I do think that it would be beneficial to have a woman coach on the program as well. And right now, as I look at it, and it's no disrespect to any of the other coaches out there, the top coaches that would be candidates would be on the college level, you and Coach McGraw from Notre Dame, and on the pro level, Cheryl Reeve. And none of them has really coached on the USA level, and I would love to see them skip that and put one of you guys in charge of that next Olympic team.
Well, they certainly can do it. They do it on the men's side. I know Mel Fortner was Olympic coach one year, and I'm not sure how much summer stuff that she did. So it has been done. I just don't know what the process is anymore, because I'm so far removed from it to really have an opinion what is the right way and what is the better way. But Carol Cowan in USA Basketball is so good, and she is so respected in the game, and those are decisions that she and USA Basketball have to make in the future.
Coach, two last things, and I'll let you go. I appreciate your time. First, I was looking at the rosters for this year's team, and one thing that I noticed on the bottom, which really jumped out at me as something pretty cool, was the addition of Shanae Washington as the student assistant. And I always felt that what horrible luck this poor girl had with her injuries. And I just think it's fantastic that she's still involved with the program and is going to be helping out with the team.
Well, Shanae Washington, most people forget, and that's kind of the business we're in, is what have you done for me lately? Shanae Washington was in that class with Brittany Griner, and Shanae Washington was a starter for me on the wing as a freshman. And then she just keeps having knee injury after knee injury, and she just decided, I can't take it anymore. But, okay, on the floor, but we still need you, Shanae, off the floor. And I mean this. So many programs tell these young people when they recruit them that, you know, we want to take care of you and we want you to be a part of the program. Well, I think you live it. You don't just tell kids. And I told Shanae when she decided to give up the game, you're still a part of this team. You still have a locker. You're going to be on that bench. That's the only way I know how. She is a team member until she graduates. And fortunately, we were able to get her a medical red shirt through the NCAA, which would allow us to use her scholarship. But that doesn't take away from the fact that she's a practice every day. She has requirements of her, just like she did if she was out there physically able to perform.
Well, I think that's fantastic, and it's nice to see a program that has the national exposure as Baylor stand by an injured student like that. I mean, it shows a lot of class, and says a lot about you know the administration and the coaching staff as people.
Well, thank you. I just believe that we all want to be a part of something, and Shanae is a part of this program.
And now, so the last question I have to ask you is, you know, it's going to be first night pretty soon. You guys get ready for the big thing, and so what are our chances that you're going to sing a duet with Trace Adkins on first night?
Well, isn't he a great guy to come and sing the national anthem here, and then we went to his concert in Kansas City when we were at the Big 12 tournament, and he's just somebody that I just respect so much because of his love of Lady Bear basketball, and he was at the national championship game, and I think that's the neatest thing. But as far as me singing, I would know the words of every song, but promise you, I cannot carry a tune. I don't even sing to myself in the shower. It's so bad.
Well, Coach, congratulations again on an incredible season last year and a wonderful team to watch. They were so much fun to enjoy, and to see them cutting down those nets was something that even up here in Connecticut we could appreciate and enjoy. Looking forward to a great season, and best of luck in everything that you take on this year.
Thank you so much. I appreciate our conversation.
You take care, and bye-bye.